We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Final hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Beamer in for Bowerly, asking a few questions of you this hour at 803-0930, star 930. Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board also open at 803-0930. Asking you two questions. One, something that was brought up at the press briefing we heard of around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And a lot of that had to do with the investigation, yes, and you know where we go from here. There were multiple questions at that press briefing. By the way, Jefferson Avenue has reopened. Reopened about eight minutes ago. But a lot of the questions had to do with reopening Tops and reopening that location and what that will look like. Now, obviously, the Tops president just being handed back that Tops from the FBI, the investigation there has concluded. What will that look like? We've had ideas on the text board of, you know, remodel the inside, completely gut the inside and remodel, rebuild within the store. What do you think is best? I liked the idea on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board to put it up for a vote to those in the community, those who depend on that Tops. And what will a memorial look like outside that Tops? Someone said maybe like the memorial garden in front of Russell's. And then also, how did this monster slip through the cracks? How did no one think this was someone that needed to have an eye on them, right? I mean, we are talking about the school the threat, the killing their cat, the social media post, and then the video, and inviting people to that video. Where, this is going to be... It's going to sound like I'm trying to be funny. I'm not. Where did who go wrong is the question. 803-0930, star 930. And what would you do if you saw just one of the several warning signs we are now learning about this monster who shot people on Saturday just because of the color of their skin? A monster. And if you saw any of these warning signs, what would you do? Let's go to Texas and talk with Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Joe. First and foremost, and I hope this doesn't come off as empty or reflexive or anything. I genuinely mean, thoughts and prayers, condolences to the families of those that were lost. It breaks your heart to see something like this happen. Nobody deserves that kind of evil. Obviously there were a lot of missed opportunities there to nip this in the bud, so to speak, before it happened. I mean, there's obviously a lack of cross communication. I heard one of the other callers mention something that I was thinking about, if he's getting put in a psych ward involuntarily when he's 17, that's a juvenile record. So when you turn 18, it's virtually non-existent. All these other things that are coming out about him, obviously multiple people had seen multiple different, opportunities to maybe inject themselves into his life. And I don't know that you can just stop pure evil, because to do what he did, I think you got to be borderline, you know, satanic. It's just, it's hard to make sense and even try to come up with any excuse or reason or just wonder why and come up with a solid answer, because sometimes the answer is just evil.
You know, Terry, as a parent, what would these parents, what would you say about just engaging with your children?
Well, yeah, I think that's important, you know, to sit down and have conversations and figure out, you know, and my boys aren't perfect. You know, and unfortunately, they live kind of far away from me, but they're pretty good kids for the most part. Minor shenanigans here and there. But I try to get on the phone with them and at least, hey, what's up, man? You know, just have a conversation. Maybe that wasn't possible, you know, to do with this kid. I don't know, when somebody's on that level of evil, I've never personally witnessed anything like that and had an opportunity to speak to somebody. But I think, you know, again, and I don't want to place blame at any one person's feet, because we really don't know and we may never know. But there's an article today on Fox, you know, that the store manager at Tops, they had witnessed him be there like up to 10 times. And he made reference to, why does she work in a store full of all black people? I mean, even those little small opportunities, I mean, if she would have called the police just to have him investigated or cited for trespassing, that could have led to a search of his vehicle. I mean, like I said, there's no one event where I'm not trying to lay the blame at that woman's feet. I'm just saying that was yet another opportunity that was missed, because people become complacent, or people think, well, this can never happen to me. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, you go out to places and it seems like anything could happen at any given time. These people did nothing wrong. Unfortunately, I watched the video. And I don't know what you could have. I've heard some of these tough guys call up there and, if I had my concealed carry with me, I would have stopped that. I don't think you could have, because it happened really, really fast. And there wasn't nothing that anybody was going to be able to do about it. You know, even a professional police officer, an armed security guard, didn't have that much of an opportunity. And it's sickening. I wish there were some sort of answer that we could all come up with. I think what's more important right now, easier said than done, I'm sure, especially for those directly affected, but it's the way we respond to it. You know, obviously you can't change what happened, and you can't bring those people back and trade his life for theirs, because that's what I would do if I could. But I think the way that we respond to it, and if it sounds corny, it sounds corny, but, you know, allowing it to become even more divisive in a country that's already divided as it is, allowing it to sow additional seeds of hatred, not only through that community, but across the country. I mean, it's important. What's important right now is the decisions that we make from there. The community should definitely be the ones to decide when they want their store back open and when and how they're going to be comfortable with that in the neighborhood. As far as a mural or something like that goes, I don't know. I don't know what you can build to bring back those people. It sounded like, you know, went in there and killed a bunch of saints is what it sounds like. I mean, these people sound like incredible individuals, certainly better than me on some days, that's for sure. And I don't know how that happened or why it happened, other than to say that, you know, it's terrible, man. And it affects not only people in that community, but people here in other parts of the country that are from Buffalo and know, you know, what Buffalo's like and know the love that you can get in Buffalo. And I mean, I don't know, man, I'm really speechless. I've been trying to put together words to call in since this happened. And I don't think there's much I've said that somebody else hasn't already said or thought. And I don't know that there's going to be anything.
Terry, I'm the same way. You know, I said this Saturday night when I came in, you know, the first 45 minutes, it's so heartbreaking and it just fills you with so much pain that you really do struggle to find the words to say, because it is just so, you know, it's awful. And like I said, now I'm left with this pain and anger at the same time.
No, and I mean, you know, sometimes there's nothing to say. I don't know, you know, I'm not the best practicing Christian in the world. I do my best, you know, I try my hardest when I can, you know, but some things you just got to give to God, because we're not meant to to have an answer or a reason for it. And that's where I kind of find some serenity in it. I know when I check the news, I hadn't looked at the news all day Saturday. And then I go to sit down and just scope out what happened in the world. And there it was right on top of the Fox News. And I had to kind of double take that it said Buffalo first and foremost. And then just seeing Tops, obviously, you know, kind of set it in stone for me. And I mean, it's terrible. It leaves you wondering what the hell is, like, I don't know what was meant to be gained by that. I wish the police would have killed him. I know that much. That's probably not the most Christian thing to say, but then, you know, these officers, these men and women in the line of duty, then they're nervous that they're going to lose their career. They're going to be the ones on the witness stand or trying to protect their own freedom, you know. I heard, you know, people were wondering, why did he make it out of there alive? And I think, you know, because if the police had it their way, I'm sure somebody would have fired off a round, because he deserves it for sure. I hope the federal government charges him with a hate crime. I hope he gets the death penalty, and we can rid the world of at least that evil and not have to pay $70,000 a year while he sits in an air-conditioned federal facility for the rest of his life. I don't. That's not going back.
And Terry, we will get those answers sooner than later, as was hinted at the FBI briefing.
A speedy process, it should be. I mean, it's on video. Everybody sees he done it. There's no allegedly. There's no, well, maybe. He did it, and yep. He was happy to do it. And it was brutal. And, you know.
You know, and that's the thing, and David talked about it this morning. You know, the plea of not guilty when it's on video, it's... And it's obviously been a very quick investigation. And Terry, I'm right there with you. I hope he gets charged federally, found guilty, and gets the death penalty. I appreciate the call. Terry in Texas opens a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. And Terry's recollection of first reading the news on Saturday, just like mine. You know, when I was at the gym and I'm looking up at the TV and, you know, you kind of have to, I don't have the best eyesight. I don't work out in my glasses. So, you know, you kind of had to stare at the TV and see what it said. And, you know, my heart sank, you know, you get that sinking feeling. And then as more and more information comes out, it's just, more and more devastating, more and more heartbreaking. And, it is, It angers me that there is that kind of evil, and that someone had so much hate, was fueled by so much hate. And, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand how someone gets so radicalized. I really don't. And what adds to that pain is now you have these people that think it's cute to do these copycat threats. And I hope they're charged, found guilty, convicted, and put away for the max, because it's just disgusting. I know it's a word I've used a lot. It's just disgusting. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking two questions. How did this monster slip through the cracks? And how do we reopen this Tops? We know it's going to reopen. If it was up to you, how would you handle the reopening and the memorial? Let's go to Alabama and speak with Darius. Hey, Darius.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I'll answer your first question, or your second question first. I think they need to reopen it immediately. The community needs the supermarket, and it's a gathering place and a place that basically the community needs. I think they should probably have something like a blessing, a ribbon cutting, some kind of thing where you gather all of the dignitaries, the politicians, say a prayer, bring the cardinal in and say, listen, we're opening this. Because I'll tell you what, Joe, if you don't open it up, you're getting exactly what this demon wanted. Disturbance, you know, frustration. Killing, that kind of thing. And don't make a mistake, Joe. This was demonic. This was Satan at work. And I don't mean to get biblical on you, but Satan is at work. And what you saw his hand. on Saturday. And in addition to that, I would just say they need to commemorate the people that died inside the store on a side of the wall with plaques and a place for donations and things of that nature. So that's my opinion, sir.
No, and Darius, I agree with everything you said, and I definitely agree that that store needs to reopen, and because you're right, if it doesn't, number one, like I said, me personally, you know, I think of that and go, I don't know if I could ever walk in that store, but you hear everyone in that neighborhood wants that store reopened, and you're right. If you don't reopen it, you're getting what that monster wanted. And very, very good way to put it, Darius. And yes, I think the memorial needs to be something, I think, outside the parking lot and also inside the store. I think you can memorialize the people in both. I appreciate the call. That's Darius in Alabama. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. We don't have much time for a call before break. I do want to play this before we go to break. Bruce Smith was one of the Bills legends that was helping out today with Roger Goodell and Jim Kelly. Here's a little bit of what Bruce Smith, one of the greatest Buffalo Bills of all time, had to say.
Yeah, why don't we do it all at the same time?
Do it at the same
time?
Yeah.
Good,
Casey. Yeah, we're good. Clearly and obviously emotional. You know, what goes through your head now that you see it up close?
I, like the rest of the community, I'm just devastated. It feels as though someone has just ripped the insides out of me. Hurts to see the pain and the suffering that has taken place as a result of this evil act. Robbing innocent pillars in the community of their loved ones, all because of the color of their skin. It's just unimaginable and just devastating. I wasn't gonna have any peace until I got here. It hurts.
These things, unfortunately, are more common. But to happen in a place so near and dear to you that was such a big part of your life, how does that add to the pain?
Well, this has been going on across America. It happened in South Carolina, place of worship. These acts of racial violence happened with a young man just jogging in a neighborhood. And now in a grocery store where folks were just trying to buy food to take home. This is senseless.
You can definitely hear the emotion in Bruce Smith's voice as he comments on his reflection as he was there today with other Bills and Sabre greats to help out, to pay their respects. And also Roger Goodell was there as well. 803-0930, star 930. We have one segment left asking you about the store. How do you go forward reopening it? Top said they will. And how did this monster slip through the cracks? Asking those questions here on News Radio 930. WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930. WBEN, speaking with you, final segment here on a Thursday. Don't worry, Tom will be back on Monday, taking these 2 days off for a little, I believe it's an eye procedure he's having, but he will be back here ASAP. We have been talking about numerous things this afternoon. We had a press conference in the 3 o'clock hour with Mayor Byron Brown, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia, and also a representative from the FBI and the TOPS president. And, you know, a lot of stuff was addressed. Obviously, the indictment was asked about, but a lot of the questions were about the TOPS reopening and the, you know, the FBI's investigation at TOPS has concluded. It's now been handed back to TOPS. And you speak with those in that neighborhood. They want that TOPS reopened. A lot of questions about it. TOPS doesn't have the answers. Their only answer is, we are going to reopen it. How do you go ahead and do that? 803-0930, star 930. Also, what kind of memorial would you have at that TOPS site? And then I'm also asking you, how did this monster slip through the cracks? How did that happen? We're learning more and more of the warning signs. How would you have responded to just one of those warning signs if it was your child or someone in your family or someone that you simply just saw posting language like he was posting on social media? And then this last segment, I also want to, and we'll carry this over to tomorrow as well, let me know about any donations or you know, not of just food and money, of time that you have heard about or that you are helping out and get the word out there so people who are looking to either volunteer their time, donate food, donate money, know where to go. Like I said, if you're going on GoFundMe, make sure it is a verified charity, okay? Like the Topps Buffalo 514 Survivor Fund. That verified link is on WBEN.com. So you don't have to go on GoFundMe and guest. You can go to WBEN.com and get the verified link on our story on the website. So just be wary of that because, unfortunately, there are people out there that try to benefit off a tragedy. So just make sure that your money is going where the money needs to go. Make sure your food donation is going where the food needs to go. If you're interested in volunteering your time, this weekend, Community Day of Love and Healing at the Frank Merriweather Jr. Library. It's going on from 10 to 2, and you can go on and volunteer your time there. It's at 1324 Jefferson Avenue in the city. They'll be giving out fresh produce, hygiene products, care packages, kid-friendly snacks, household items, and non-perishable items. That is one of the places that needs volunteers this weekend. My wife and I will be volunteering some of our time this weekend there. And if you have some free time, what better way than to give back and show your love? Because again, love is the way to defeat hate. And we have seen an outpouring of love. As someone said during the break, hearing Bruce Smith and seeing the Bills and Sabres over the last 2 days visit that site and see, you know, these athletes who aren't part of this, they're not from Buffalo. They are part of the community now, but they're not from Buffalo. To see them embrace Buffalo and to see them yesterday and to see their reactions and to hear Bruce Smith, to hear the emotion in his voice when he was talking after seeing the scene and, you know, seeing the flowers being dropped off and hearing the stories, you know, I hearing that story, I'm telling you, it really, really choked me up, as you could probably tell. And, you know, I saw somewhere on Twitter that, you know, you go by that site, you know, people have been down there to volunteer, to help out. And it really hits you, and it's a very emotional sight. And again, it goes back to my question of how do we reopen this as a grocery store? Because I think for a long time, this is going to be a place where 10 people lost their lives. You know, this is where a terrorist went and shot people because of the color of their skin. And it is, how do you take that and make it a memorial, but at the same time, make it a grocery store? How do you do both? I know that's what the neighborhood wants, and I'm not going to say that they're wrong. It's their neighborhood. If that's what they want, yes, let's reopen this store. But how do you do this the right way? How do you do this to make it a store that people are able to go back to, but also where people are able to go and reflect and remember those 10 people who lost their life. Someone had a good idea on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. And I don't know why the mouse is all the way over here. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone said, if there's a separate bottle return area, transform that into a large, quiet area where one can have coffee, reflect, etc. Or build a quiet area inside the grocery store. So I like that idea a lot. You know, give people a space, an inviting space. 803-0930, star 930, that's the number to get on. Let's go to... Is this Anonymous in Tonawanda? Anonymous, you're on.
Mr. Beamer.
Sir.
I've had my time here to reflect, and I cried.
Yeah.
I think this is very hard. How do you open up the store?
How do you go? How would you go ahead and make it a place where people felt like they were able to go and do their shopping again?
It's very hard to. I served in the United States Army for quite a few years. I was stationed at Best Street at Madison Street Armory. I think it's horrible what happened.
I can hear the emotion coming through the phone, sir.
I know. And I'm sure it's hard for everyone. But those victims that suffered, I think that store should reopen. I think that store, with those victims, I saw the video, and it's horrible. But I truly believe that the devil was playing that day, and that the Lord will always come true. And there should be some kind of a memorial.
Within the store?
Pardon?
Within the store?
I think that memorial, I think that the victims, the family, the relatives, the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, they should be the first ones there. And I think there should be a memorial. I think there should be something for that store. It's horrible. It's god awful horrible.
It is. It is
unspeakable.
Sir, I agree with you. I thank you for your call. I thank you for your service as well in the military. It you could hear the emotion in that caller's voice, and I think he illustrated how many of us, how most of us, how all of us are feeling. And I mean, this was horrible. And I keep on saying this, and I hate to keep repeating myself, but that pain we're feeling, that's not going to go away. That emotion we're feeling, that's not going to go away, because this is Buffalo. This is Buffalo, New York. And the fact that someone so evil came here and did this in Buffalo, in Western New York, to our community, to our neighbors. And that is why, when I hear the emotion in that last caller, when I hear Bruce Smith, after seeing, you know, after being outside that Tops, that is why I struggle with this question of how does that reopen? Again, I realize I don't live in that neighborhood. I understand. The people in the neighborhood want it. It should reopen, yes. But the emotion when just seeing it on the news, and you see, you know, you heard from Josh Allen yesterday, you heard from Bruce Smith before the break. Everyone that goes by there and hears the stories, I to me, and I know this is just me, and you know, what am I? Who am I? But it's going to be difficult, right? I can't be the only one that thinks this way. That's going to be difficult. You know, and I love the idea of locking arm in arm, Father Paul said. Locking arm in arm and walking into that store and the reopening. You know, I think Western New York should be there for that reopening. I really do. So we show again that we are there for everyone in our community. That we are all there. And we will be there. But it's the question, you know, and it was asked at the press conference. And I think it's going to be very difficult to get that store to be a place where people feel comfortable again. And you know, I would think as we go on, more and more people are going to want to talk about the future of that store and what that means to them, what reopening it means to them. 803-0930, we have a little bit of time for a few more calls. And I apologize, our phones have been dropping people, or that many people just hang up on me. I'm not sure which it is, but our phones have been having issues, so bear with us, please. Let's go to Sean in... Let's not go to Sean in Elma. Sorry, Sean. He was holding on there for a while. Sean, if you're listening, give us a call right back. Again, like I said, our phones are doing something today. I apologize. I do want to say before we end the show here, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock filling in for Tom. And tomorrow I do want more and more of what is being done in the community to help, right? And again, not only donating food, time, but also donating food and money, but also donating time. And again, verified on GoFundMe. Make sure it's verified before you give a donation, because there are a lot of... I mean, it's unfortunate we have to say this in 2022, but there are a lot of people that want to take advantage of a tragedy and benefit off it. And you know, I've said it a lot today. I think that's absolutely disgusting. So just make sure you are donating to a verified GoFundMe. Before we get out of here, I do want to say I've been taking part in the FBI Citizen Academy for the last few weeks, and usually our classes are on Thursday. I'd be going right from here down to downtown, but they have canceled it today because of the ongoing investigation. And you know, the email pointed out that it's being investigated as a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremist activity. So obviously they're working around the clock at the FBI. They are doing everything. You know, they've got all hands on deck. So no Citizens Academy this week, completely understandable. And again, I just wanted to pass that note that they're 24/7 around the clock investigating this. And again, as a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremist activity, from Saturday. And I'm sure we'll have more press briefings updating that as we learned today, before I get out of here, as we learned, Jefferson Avenue has reopened. The FBI's investigation at the scene has concluded. It's been handed back to Tops. Most of the people in the neighborhood want that Tops reopened. And I think for, you know, that's going to be a long discussion for Tops to have, not only reopening the store, but making sure there's a memorial as well, because it is a place where 10 people lost their lives. And, I'm sure we're not going to have an answer tomorrow of how they'll do that. I want to thank you so much for joining me over the next 4 hours. We're getting through this, Buffalo. You know, we're still in that grieving process. And we are here for one another. And we are here for... We're here as Western New Yorkers. We're here as Americans. And we will always be here for the victims' families, whatever they need. That's what we do in Buffalo. We come together. Hope you have a good evening, and I will see you back here at 2 o'clock tomorrow here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! parts.